It's like any position, you know. Matt and Scott aren't just competing against each other, and this is, goes back to the way we've always picked a team. You have to keep your best players. So, you know, they're really competing against the other positions, and that's really what it will come down to.
And obviously, spending so much time with Scott and Matt, you pull for both those guys because you see how hard they work and how much it means to them, and really how much they help me out on a game day situation and during the week with preparation. Scott's a gym rat. He really puts a lot of time into it. He's great at preparing. And Matt he's got that moxie, that ability to make plays in game situations like we saw last year when he's had little to no preparation during the week. Him and I have a good relationship over the years, being friends and working together. And obviously, you'd love to see both those guys stick around.
Well, quarterback rotation-wise, we're kind of still working through it. I think Matt is 10 plays behind Scott, so trying to find a balance, how you balance that out, and that's, you know, as best you can.
I don't view anything differently. Just go out and try to play and play well. Let the guys upstairs decide who makes the team and where we fall. So as a player, you don't get in trouble thinking about all that stuff.
I'm not a fan of every series. I mean, playing quarterback is obviously a demanding position. You have to give the quarterbacks an opportunity to create rhythm and flow. So at a minimum, I think they would play at least one quarter before you switch.
The quarterback position, you have to be sure that everybody knows where to go. Everybody knows what play it is. You can't do a lot of things real subtly out there. So you got to make sure everybody else is out there doing the right job, and you're doing the right job of getting them in the right play. Because when you have a bunch of guys that, you know, haven't really played with each other a long time, or a bunch of young guys that are fighting for jobs out there, you never know what you're going to get.